Shane Williams, Westbury Lake Gold, how are you?
Great to be here, Andy. Good to speak again.
It's really good to see you. We're at the 2025 Rules Symposium here. Let's talk a little bit about how is it different this year, because I first met you last year here. How is it different between the years, if you would, and what's the vibe and energy you're getting?
Yeah, so it's a completely different vibe, actually. You know, obviously gold prices are at record highs. That always helps. The gold mining industry is funny. You know, we're all doing great when the gold is going good. We're all doing bad when gold is down. So we're kind of addicted to it. So I can see this year there's a lot of energy here, a lot of investors, a lot of new investors, actually. We've met quite a few U.S. investors who are not into gold and just beginning to start to get into gold. I've met quite a few people, had some, and they're just beginning to dip their toe in, which is good for the industry and good for gold mining and good for the miners. So just beginning to dip their toe in, looking for companies, looking for the next opportunity. So that's been good.
It's really important, especially I would make the case for Westbury Lake Gold, because you are a producer now.
Yeah.
And again, talking to my viewers and listeners here, there's the Lassonde curve that we always talk about, and I typically like three things. I like in the very early, or I like the end of it, or I like deep value in the middle. And Westbury Lake is they're at the end of it. They went into production, correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, in June.
Yeah, we did. And we're kind of interesting because we've been at all stages of the curve
very quickly. Right.
You know, when we bought the asset 2 years ago, deep value, right at the bottom of the curve, you know, right down there in the bet. A lot of investors came in from a value play.
Right.
And we've moved. I was here last year, and we were just a developer. We were talking about going into production. So there's not many companies within 1 year of the conferences has moved from that deep value, bottom of the curve, to the top of the curve. So we've moved fairly quickly. We're in production now. We actually started in May. We started producing. We're ramping up now. We've done about 500 ounces in May, 700,000 ounces in June, you know, July, August, and we're going to ramp up to the end of the year. Basically, a steady ramp up over the year, probably commercial production November sort of timeline. And then this year, we're hoping to produce 20 to 25,000 ounces as a ramp-up year. And then next year, stepping back up to the full production runway. It'll be our first year of production runway.
So again, talking at the end of the curve, when you're going in production at over 3,000 ounce gold, you're printing a lot of cash. Correct me, where's the hole in that in the Westbury Lake story about a lot of income coming in from production?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll go back a little bit. It's a great time to be a producer. It's a great time actually to be on the crest of a producer. You know, because the big producers are producing money, there's a bit of cash. We're on that curve, we're moving from developer into producer.
And right.
Like this year, actually, we looked at it. There's only four companies going into production. Last year is quite a few, because of the downturn over the last number of years, people didn't advance projects. So there's four projects, only one in Canada. We're the only ones moving into production. So obviously moving in, we're producing about 2,000 ounces of gold a month as we're ramping up, and that's like 8 million, 9 million Canadian dollars. That makes a lot of, helps you a lot. You know, we're still in the spending, we're still not at that break even. You know, we're spending about $10 million a month really to keep us going. So we're just getting there. We're just beginning to get there. You know, once we get to that 2,500 ounce a month mark to 3,000, that's where we start to make real cash flow.
Got it. And what's the ETA, or what do you see that's going to happen in about 12 months time when you start hitting the real cash flow, or is that going to start hitting in January?
January. Yeah. We'll be at a rate in January where we're producing cash flow, free cash flow. And that's, you know, that's from now to there, that's a steady ramp up over the next few months. So we're producing, we're probably going to produce, we put an update probably a month ago where we were just coming into production, we're ramping up. We'll probably do on a monthly basis, kind of give the viewers and the listeners an update on where we are, and we're moving a number of ounces, how much we produce, because people want to see now we're in production, what does that look like, and where we're getting to. You know, that's cash flow. And I don't know if you found this or your followers have found this, but this kind of bull run has been a little bit different. Before, anything in the ground, gold, got money. But this time, I think investors are looking for cash flow. They're looking for that cash flow. They're looking for that re-rating. As you've seen, there's been a couple of big deals done in the last Discovery and a few others. Mm-hmm. They get a huge re-rating once they get cash flow. They move from that there. So we do expect that to see, you know, those companies as they're moving, and the same as ourselves. Once we start to generate consistent cash flow, show the market we're there. Obviously, there's a bit of a history with this asset.
Yeah.
And so people are waiting to see, you know, make sure we get there. I think once we get there, then that's where we begin to see that re-rating.
Okay, so can you comment about that? About, do you have any kind of time frame that you can comment on that you'd have a re-rating?
I'd say it will take probably till the middle of next year.
Middle of next year.
You know, the Pure Gold, the people who had the asset before, they actually went to commercial production.
Right.
They operated for a period of time. So, you know, once we get there, people will say, we got... So there's a lot of naysayers with this asset.
Yeah.
Right? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm glad you addressed that. I want to address that too, but go ahead.
Yeah, everybody said that, no, this is a bad asset. You won't get there. So now we've got there, now it's always, you won't get into commercial production. And
right.
then we'll show that we get there, and then it'll be, you can't get free cash flow and steady asset. So that, you know, we still have a bit to overcome. We're getting that traction, but I still think it'll take the middle of next year. But look, the previous management who ran all the issues, had all the problems, they still produce gold at $2,500 an ounce. You know, with all the issues and all the problems, so, you know, in that context, today they would be making money, you know, with the new gold price and the new situation. So, you know, that gives us a lot of focus as we move forward.
Got it. And then there's also, though, there's a lot of catalysts really within the next 12 months because, again, you're generating cash flow. You're proving yourself. Those are all catalysts leading up to a potential re-rating.
Yeah, look, we have a good following. We have a lot of liquidity. You can see that in the market. We have probably huge liquidity. So there's a lot of interest. A lot of interest. A lot of interest wants us to do well. So
yeah.
I would say as we begin to tick off those boxes, you know, as we begin to do that, that's where people will get really excited. You know, there's, like I said, there's four mines this year coming into production, gold mines.
Yeah.
One in Canada. We're the only one in Canada, really. So there is people looking, there's watching where we're going, etc. And I think we have a bit of traction to get there, but I think once we can kind of announce that we're there, then people will go up, they've done it, and that's where people will come on board. Which is an opportunity for investors today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really, really the story is like, okay, it was wait and see. Now it's like, okay, you're delivering. Let's deliver some more.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, and it takes time. Look, like I said, I was here last year. I put out the pitch that by next conference, which was the middle of June, we'd be in production. And people said, yeah, that's fine.
But you hit that.
We hit that. So we've been consistently delivering on what we say. And I've taken a very steady approach. We haven't gone and said, well, look, we're going to ramp up straight
That
away.
Really is your personality, too. It's
It is. Yeah. And also, I've done this a long time. I've built a lot of mines. I've operated a lot of mines. And managing market expectations is very important. I'd rather, you know, over-deliver versus under-promise and over-deliver the other way around. And this asset, we need to do that. There's a lot of intrepidation about this asset. But we're getting shareholders back in from the previous management. They're all coming back in. They like the project. They like the they like the goal. They like the potential. So they're beginning to come back in under new management. So that's exciting to get those back in, you know.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what you can. One of the issues, and not to throw you a curveball, but you went through a raise, I want to say it was in October of last year.
Yeah.
And do you see having to raise any more money, or do you see the cash flow that's coming in? Are you fully financed now?
Yeah, we're fully financed. Look, that raise last year took the market by surprise, obviously.
Took me by surprise.
Yeah, it took everyone by surprise.
Right.
And really it came down to, in this game, and unfortunately, you got to take money when it's available.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you're still an advanced developer, you're still not cash flow. So we saw that opportunity, an offer came in, we took that. That set us up for allowing us to ramp up. You know, you don't want to be looking for money if you have problems. So it's about getting a cushion in place.
Yeah.
You know, having a little bit of cushion there, because if you run into problems, you know, things happen, something happens, you don't want
to. It's always going to happen.
It's mining.
We're mining, exactly.
It's not risk-free. So if something happens, you don't want to be looking for money at that stage. There's been a number of failures recently, which is an overhang to us. A couple of companies are the same, have done this and failed. So people are watching us. So I just want to make sure we had enough in the bank to allow us to get over those. They might not happen, they might, who knows, but you need to have that buffer a little bit.
But the bottom line is now you're in a position where you have it now. You don't foresee another raise.
All things being equal, I think we're in a very good spot. We're spending about $10 to $11 million a month to ramp that up. We're producing about $8-9 million a month in revenue. So it's only a matter of time before one goes over the other. You know, all going well. As we planned, we should be there by November, sort of this year. That's where I'm planning to be.
Okay, got it. And full disclosure, I don't know if I mentioned this to all my viewers and listeners. I myself am an investor and it's been about 24 months, an investor in West Red Light Gold. Steve Yang, who I also work with, he and his family are investors. So we don't take this as investment advice, but we have skin in the game. Shane, what do you want to leave potential investors or current investors with if you had just a few things to tell them?
Yeah, so one of the things I'd like to get across is, and you probably see this, Andy, we've put together a very good team. So, you know, today you look around, as people were telling me, there's very few people under 40. You know, under 40, you know, there's very few people. A lot of the industry, this gold bull they're talking about over the next 5 years, commodities issue. So there's a lot of gold and resources projects, and there's a lot of money available, but there's not a lot of teams. There's not a lot of teams who can take a project like we've done with, let's say, just with warts and a lot of issues and turn that around. You know, so that's one focus that we want to do is take. Matson is the first stage of that. Then there's other opportunities to go down and do that and grow over the next number of years as grow to a bigger company. And I think there's a real opportunity with the team we have with this, what we've done at Madsen, to do the next one. And that's really the real opportunity for investors getting in, as yourself and Steve, getting in now and seeing that growth over the next 5 years. Now look, we have to deliver, and we can only show what we've done so far. We are delivering, and I expect that to continue. So that's where I see the real opportunity for investors.
You know, I want to make one comment. What I really appreciate about you and Westlake Gold is really, with the Madsen project, it's really a calculation and it's very methodical and patient. And I do believe, and again, this is not investment advice, but I do believe this is the story of the tortoise and the hare, if you would.
Yeah.
But the tortoise won. And so it might not be going as fast as we want it to be. There are always going to be issues, but I do appreciate your carefulness and your method, and that's just really your patience. It's really your personality.
Well, and it also comes from Frank, obviously, is one of our biggest investors and set up the company with us. And, you know, Frank has a good history of building these, but it takes time. His view is 5 to 7 years, sort of a long view. And if you have that long view as investors and you do it slowly, steady, methodical, you can build a lot of value. But it does take time. There will be some bumps along the way.
Right.
Some ups and downs. But if you're consistent, and like I said, if you have a good management team that's young, consistent, go steady, steady, steady as you go, I think there's a lot of value that can be built in this industry. And a number of companies have done that. A number of teams have done that. So, and also the next, you know, the Frank Juicers of the world, the Rob McEwens of the world, they're not going to be there for this run. You know, they're in their late 60s. Their time of building companies is past.
Right.
So there's a next group that need to
it's
come
the new generation.
And do that. The new generation.
Yeah.
To try and be part of that is something that I try to achieve, build a team that can do that. So that's, you know, whether it's Madsen, whether it's another project or whatever, people begin to follow these people. And I'd like to get a group where they follow me, in a sense, with a team to take on any asset. So that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, you know? Excellent. Shane Williams, Red Light Gold. How do people find you? West Red Light Gold, pardon me. How do they find you online? What are your tickles? What are you saying to tickers?
Yeah, so I have a Twitter ticker, which is Mind Developer, which is what I've done. So people, I'm on Twitter quite a lot. LinkedIn, I do a lot of postings of not only the company, but also what's in the industry, what's going on. And then westredlake.com is our website. You can follow, you can sign up. We do a lot of, as you probably know, as an investor, we do a lot of pushing out of news and information and good updates. We try to do a bit of education as well. Some of our online stuff that we push out to investors, we talk about the mine, different stages of the project, you know, more so general information, education sort of stuff. So that's important as well to get new young investors into the market. So yeah.
Excellent. Shane, I'll put all of that in the YouTube channel, the Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I want to thank you so much for your time, and I'm very optimistic, and I, again, to all my viewers and listeners, I am a shareholder. Thank you so much for your time, Shane.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you.